from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That ball hit high and deep to right field, and this game's over. Josh Smith walks it off. Rangers down to their final out of the 10th. And the Astros lose in a heartbreaker 4-3. A two-out home run in the 8th ties it. And a two-out home run in the 10th wins it.
So close to picking up a half a game. Last night, that was Todd Callis on the call. The Texas Rangers walk it off last night against your Houston Astros 4-3. The final score, the offense, still a big problem for this team. Caleb Ferguson gave up the game-winning home run. He was one of the new trade deadline acquisitions. But these are tough times, man. Tough times for Astro fans, as we welcome you in on a Tuesday. Payne and Pendergast here. We're with you till 10 o'clock today. John Harris joins us at 8 o'clock, live from Texans training camp in Ohio. Good morning, Seth Payne.
Whatever.
It's not a good morning. I'm just being colloquial.
I don't think you're as distraught over this loss as you should be. Okay. You spent yesterday trying to convince me of how destitute the Astros lineup was right now, and I fought it. I fought the good fight, and you were whining about how the Astros can't seem to hit with bases loaded. So last night, for those of you who missed the game, three times in the final four innings of this extra innings game, the Astros had the bases loaded. Yeah. Three times. And they why were you giving me the three? Did I say
three? No, three.
Three times they had the bases loaded. And hey, don't worry, they scored a run off of a Jeremy Pena dribbler. Might have gone 4 feet. I don't know. Chandler Rome said 3 feet. I'm gonna give him credit for four. Oh my gosh. If the Astros had won this game, it would have been a really, really fun and good win. It was a lot of tension throughout, a lot of frustration. And yet at the same time, I don't know if I would have felt any different afterwards because, man, all of the warts and blemishes and Pedro Leones are right there to see where they are right now as an organization. And they were awesome offensively in July, but since the All-Star break, they've been hitting three runs per game. It's been a mess.
Yeah, they're an average baseball team. I think that's the best way I can put it. Like, I know they're not hitting well at all right now. Like, we're 3/4 of the way into the season at this point, right? They're 57-55, so we're a week away from being 3/4 of the way through the season. They're an average baseball team who doesn't, they don't play just average baseball all year. They played horrible at the beginning of the year. Yeah. They played phenomenally in July. They're horrible again in August. They've got a big enough sample size now. They're a team that is, because of injuries, their pitching is, I would say, is slightly above average overall. Maybe just above average. their hitting falls off. Here's the biggest problem. Their hitting falls off a cliff after the top portion of the lineup, like off a cliff. And I don't think yesterday you were defending the Astros as a whole lineup wise. You know what I mean? Like I said, my take yesterday was this is where not having Kyle Tucker really feels like it comes back to roost. Just the feeling of having another big bat in the lineup, batting, say, cleanup maybe. And I think you were more defending Yiner Diaz than you were defending the Astros lineup. And appropriately so. Yiner has, by and large,
he's been the one good thing.
Yes, he's yes.
As they've been in this drought.
Including Altuve and Yordan. Like, Yiner's been the one guy. My feeling is just big picture. Like, if Yiner's OPS is still below 800. Like, it's not like Yiner Diaz is Mike Piazza or something like that. So I'm more concerned about the bigger picture. We have no idea if Kyle Tucker's coming back this year. Like, I would, if someone gave me some odds on it right now, I would bet on Kyle Tucker not coming back this year, yeah, the way that's going. I really would. So that's my concern, is that they've got way too many automatic outs in this lineup right now. Like non-competitive at-bats in this lineup right now.
I'll tell you the other depressing thing, as far as the trade acquisitions. You know, it was hard enough seeing Yandy Diaz out there this weekend. The one consolation prize there, by the way, was that the Yankees fans, a lot of Yankees were in on Yandy as well. Yep. And they said, well, at least the Astros didn't get him and screw us once again.
Okay, so we
and yet I'm like, oh, man, we had a chance to really screw the Yankees and hardcore, and we didn't do it. Yeah. So, but that's neither here nor there. So Kikuchi looked great. Caleb Ferguson right now is rocking a Forrest Whitley and AAA-esque ERA of 10.13.
Sweet.
So it's Caleb Ferguson hasn't been fun. That hasn't been a fun acquisition. He lets up a home run that loses the game for him.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm depressed. I'm agitated. I feel like it's like when you feel like you got to poop but you can't, Sean. Constipated. These Astros have constipated me.
Yeah, the one saving grace is they're in the American League West. That's what's saving them right now. You know what I mean?
That's like my X-Lax.
That's your X-Lax.
That's my X-Lax, the A's. I got to rely on the A's for happiness.
Your laxative.
The Sacramento A's.
Your white powder or whatever type of laxative you use is the fact that, well, it's the Mariners really are the laxative. The fact that that's the team you're chasing right now. They're not very good either. So that's...
Well, but you also get to face the A's.
Eventually, yeah. So that's where we are right now with the Astros, man. You're right, man. Chandler Rome had some depressing numbers in this article about the Astros. 6 runs in 36 innings in the month of August. Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
I think the biggest one, I think the most telling one, and it's incredibly depressing.
Yeah, incredibly depressing. Yeah, what's the most depressing one?
okay, when we look at this team where they made that push and it looks now like they're all trying, like, they're physically taxed from that push where they got themselves back up into the division lead.
Yeah.
There are 23 players in Major League Baseball who have played 915 defensive innings or more.
Okay.
Three of them are Astros, Peña, Bregman, and Altuve.
Yep.
And it feels like just one of those things that makes you really wonder if they can sustain any of this momentum that they had created and how those guys are going to fare on the back end. I mean, last night I got excited because Bregman got up early in the game, looked like he was kind of, what was it, the third inning? Looked like he was kind of disgusted almost, like, all right, come on, let's do this. And then he hits a home run, barely, into the Crawford boxes. But you think, all right, here we go. This is it. This is where they turn. And then they go and they squander the bases loaded 3 times in the final 4 innings.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm watching the YouTube highlights this morning, and they got, who the hell's their color commentator for the TV broadcast?
For the Rangers?
The former player, yeah, the Rangers.
Oh, is it still CJ Nikowski?
It's Nikowski because he pissed me off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll grab the audio here and I'll play that a little bit later so I can get people even more angry about this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So, that whole thing about Peña, Altuve, and Bregman playing all those innings. I mean, I get it. Look, the only one of those three that I feel any sort of angst over is Altuve, just because he's an older player. He's had some soft tissue stuff the last couple of years. He hasn't hit a home run since July 12th. So yeah. The eye test would seem to indicate that maybe Altuve is being taxed a little bit right now. I feel zero remorse over Peña. And Peña is a young player who's in good shape. You got to play every day sometimes, man. Honestly, Bregman is not a good enough player. He's not a productive enough player if he wants to get the contract he wants to be taking load management days off. Like, that's been his calling card the last couple of years. He's finally healthy, plays 155 games a year.
I think the thing about those three guys having as many innings isn't about the individuals themselves. It's that, like, this is the state of their roster and their lineup. That they can't afford to give those guys breaks. That it just goes to show. I know what you're saying, Sean, about Bregman. In an ideal world, though, you would be load managing a little bit more, because theoretically, that's the thing that helps spark people like that.
Yeah.
But they're so destitute, and they're bringing up minor leaguers that, not only are you, it's not like you don't think they're ready. It's just that you don't know whether they're even Major League Baseball players.
Well, dude, Dana Brown was saying 2 days ago, like, well, we may need to bring up Shea Whitcomb or Zach DiCenzo this week.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know what angered me this weekend was Pedro Leon. Okay, two things. One, I'd excuse he makes a bad throw to third when Jose Siri tries to stretch from going from first to second, which he should have stopped at second. But he said, all right, let's test this rookie. Yeah. Pedro Leon misfired. And then later in the same game, he gets his first major league hit, but idiotically, or maybe this was the next day, tries to stretch it into a double. Yeah. Gets thrown out like a country meter short of second base, and gets to the dugout, and everybody's all, hey, ha, ha, ha. Well, you got your first major league hit. Go die. What the hell? No, this team is not in a position to be just laughing off idiocy like this.
Well,
my God.
Pedro Leon got the same manual that everybody else gets when they become a Houston Astro. Here's how to run the bases very, very poorly. Because that's what the Astros do. Here you go.
He's been to the point of sheer stupidity base running.
Keep him away from Altuve, okay? Altuve.
Chaz last night had a brilliant catch in left field, but then had a wild throw home later.
Brutal throw. My God. What was
one
that?
One of the things that, you know, caused that. That's the one that could have cost you the game right there.
Yep. Yeah, so, so we say all that to say, not a great morning to wake up as an Astros fan. Game and a half back. The division is the only thing that's saving them right now. And it's not just that the lineup falls off a cliff. Like, the guys who you're normally counting on, you know, like, let's face it, if they make it to the postseason, the guys who are going to carry them, Altuve hasn't hit a home run since July 12th. Yordan Alvarez has hit one home run since July 3rd. And Bregman's home run last night was his fifth extra base hit in 18 games. That's your 1, 2, and 3 guys, man. It's a miracle they're 7-19 in their last 16 games, but getting zero power out of their three big power hitters right now.
Altuve had a couple of leadoff walks in the previous series. That was encouraging.
There you go. And I hear they hit 17 foul balls.
At that time, I'm honestly excited about that. That's good judgment, buddy. That's a way to hold off, man.
All right, so the Astros lose last night. We still got some Astros stuff to get to. Verlander pitched over the weekend. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. Hopefully we get some clarity on what his near future looks like. Texans are practicing.
Well, good job to Hunter Brown.
Hunter Brown was great again last night.
Don't want to gloss over or just muddle through all the positives.
So. Yeah, yep. Hunter Brown.
All the positives.
Hunter Brown, who's like the main positive from the last month.
They did manage to load the bases three times in the final four.
They did.
You're ignoring that. Yeah.
Well, I pointed out their bases loaded issues.
Mr. Spoilsport. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. All right, the Texans are practicing in Ohio. We got some good news for people who are looking to tune into the preseason game against the Steelers on Friday. We'll let you hear it straight from the head coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans, coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.